Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. I'm so glad that you're here today. We are in ordinary time in the church calendar, and today we're celebrating the life of Basil the Great, Bishop of Caesarea, the year 379. What a great heritage we have of those who've come before in the faith. So our scriptures and prayers today will celebrate his life. May we learn from him and grow in our faith even today. If you have a prayer request, please go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. I'd like to invite you to give to the work of morning prayer financially. We need you. Thank you.
Out of fear and into faith, you lead me here by your grace. I'm scared and full of doubt. I cannot move or find a way out. But you say, come. Sing over me your wondrous song of freedom. You are free indeed. The waves of doubt I can quiet. You are free indeed. The voice of fear I can silence. You are free indeed. Drink my cup of kindness. His power strong, his word is true. His grace rings out for me and you. As we journey now from fear to faith, let us sing his song, let us celebrate song of freedom. Out of fear and into faith, you lead me here by your grace. I'm scared and full of doubt. I cannot move or find a way out. Say, come to me. You sing over me your wondrous song of freedom. You are free indeed. The waves of doubt I can quiet. You are free. Voice of fear I can silence. You are free indeed. Drink my cup of kindness. His power strong, his word is true. His grace rings out for me and you. As we journey now from fear to faith, let us sing his song, let us celebrate his song of freedom.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. To the glory of your name. Amen.
You are free indeed. The waves of doubt I can quiet. You are free indeed. voice of fear I can silence. You are free indeed. Drink my cup of kindness. His power is strong, His word is true, His grace rings out for me and you. As we journey now from fear to faith, let us sing His song, let us celebrate His song of freedom.
Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We honor you. We thank you for this day that you have woken us up and that we are here before you, God. Speak to our hearts. Minister to our hearts, Lord. May we minister to yours with our singing and praying, listening, being still before you. In the name of Jesus, amen. We are celebrating the life of Basil the Great, Bishop of Caesarea. The year 379. Psalm 139, 1 through 9. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea.
You know me, Lord. You know me better than I know myself. You know my heart. You know everything about me. So glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
And our scripture lesson today is 1 Corinthians 2, 6 through 13. We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. No, we declare God's wisdom, a mystery that has been hidden, and that God destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love Him. These are the things God has revealed to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words.
No mind has conceived what you have. no mind has conceived what you have for us, what you have for us. The word of the Lord, thanks be to God, thanks be to God. Oh, the word of the Lord, thanks be to God. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen.
We are celebrating the life of Basil the Great, Bishop of Caesarea, 379, and the collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively. Almighty God, you have revealed to your church your eternal being of glorious majesty and perfect love as one God in Trinity of persons. Give us grace that, like your bishop, Basil of Caesarea, we may continue steadfast in the confession of this faith and constant in our worship of you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for you live and reign forever and ever. Amen. In a time of guided prayer, I'll give prompts. I'll continue to play. Pray specifically for those in your life. Say the names of those in your life before the throne of grace with boldness, with confidence. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, celebrations.
Holy Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. Holy Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God.
To pray for our families, our immediate families, our extended families, the family that the Lord has placed you in.
Searches all things, even the deep things of God. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. Yeah.
Pray for friends, acquaintances, co-workers, enemies, whoever the Lord lays on your heart.
Searches all things, even the deep things of God. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God.
Lord, we just want to pray that you would spark the prophetic imagination of your people, that we could imagine the way things could be in our society, in our church. The needs that could be met, the ways to flourish and prosper and help people out of poverty, to help prisoners be free, no matter their prison, to proclaim your goodness and the good news that you have come. You have come to save us and make us your own. Help spark our imagination. Help us dream and catch your vision in the name of Jesus.
Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God.
Now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. May He spark your imagination to see all that could be with us as His hands and feet in this world. Amen and amen.